the Sage Gateshead. And if you'd like to receive a festival brochure in the post, then send an email to freethinking@bbc.co.uk. And Freethinking begins on the 4th of November. This is BBC Radio 3 on 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. Music through the night with Jonathan Swain from 12:30, but now at 11 o'clock, it's time for Jazz Lineup with Claire Martin.
Hello, on tonight's show, our second instalment of concert highlights from Django Bates' beloved Bird project, recorded at this year's Cheltenham Jazz Festival. And I'll be profiling the Revoice Festival, which takes place in London over the coming weeks, a celebration of international jazz voices in the company of vocalist and festival curator Georgia Mancho. Expect to hear sounds a bit like this.
Sum it up, my heart, in a word, once and for all. Sum it up, I'm gone before we stumble and fall. I'm the man you see, looking for a sign and a ball.
More sounds like that later on the show. And keeping the vocal theme going, here's Tina May with the Frank Griffith Big Band. Frank, who was born in Oregon, has been in the UK since 1996, and he's a busy musician, arranger and band leader, as well as an imposing presence on the jazz education scene. He's played with or arranged for the likes of Ron Carter, Lionel Hampton, Sir John Dankworth, Tony Coe and Norma Winston. So enjoy his swinging arrangement of Jimmy Van Heusen, Johnny Burke's Oh, You Crazy Moon, sung by Tina May.
Oh, you crazy moon, what did you do? When they kissed, they tried to say it was just in fun. Oh, you crazy moon, look what you've done. Once you promised me, you know, that it would never end. You should be ashamed to show your funny face, my friend. There they are. You think you're smart. Oh, you crazy moon, you broke my heart. Smile, I saw that I was through. Oh, you crazy moon, what did you do? When the kiss they tried to say it was just in fun. Oh, you crazy moon, look what you've done. Once you promised me, you know that it would never end. You should be ashamed to show your funny face, my friend. There they are, they fell in love. I guess you think you're smart. Oh, you crazy moon, you broke my heart. Oh, you broke my heart. My heart.
That was Oh, You Crazy Moon, sung by Tina May with the Frank Griffith Big Band, taken from the very recent CD called Holland Park Non-Stop. And if big bands are your thing, the BBC Big Band plays Stan Kenton's music at the Royal Northern College of Music in Manchester on Tuesday the 18th of October, conducted by Jigs Wiggum. Well, next here's a band that Jazz Lineup will be recording at this year's London Jazz Festival, led by pianist and composer Sam Leake. Aquarium have a self-titled debut album out on the Babel label. Aquarium draw on a breadth of influences from minimalist, funk, post-bop and free jazz. In the band are James Alsop on tenor sax and bass clarinet, which we'll hear him play on this next track. Callum Gourlay is playing the double bass and Joshua Blackmore is playing the drums. So from the recording that pianist John Taylor says is a fine achievement, let's hear the opening track, Strangers.
Thank you.
Sam Leake's composition Strangers, with Sam playing piano as part of the band Aquarium, James Allsop playing bass clarinet and Joshua Blackmore on the drums. The Scottish duo of saxophonist Rob Hall and pianist Chick Lyle has matured into something very special over the several years that they've been playing together. And they've just released their third CD on the FMR record label called Blithe Spirit, which they launched at this year's Edinburgh Jazz Festival. The duo interact with electronic soundscapes alongside acoustic playing, which is what we're about to hear now on Chick Lyle's The Slant. Was The Slant, played by pianist Chick Lyle, whose composition that was, with Rob Hall on saxophone, and it's taken from their CD entitled Blithe Spirit, which is out now on the FMR label. Well, next up, a real jazz legend, the four mallet vibraphone playing Gary Burton, whose new quartet, which is his first touring band in 6 years, have recently released their CD called Common Ground. The new band members with Gary are guitarist Julian Large, bassist Scott Coley, and drummer Antonio Sanchez. Here's the opening track, which neatly encapsulates the interplay and virtuosity of these great players. And this is Late Night Sunrise.
Thank you.
from the CD Common Ground, the new Gary Burton Quartet playing Late Night Sunrise, marking the beginning of his affiliation with the Mac Avenue record label. And let's hope that this terrific lineup of musicians comes to the UK soon. Gary Burton, of course, playing the vibes, guitarist Julian Large, Scott Coley on bass, and Antonio Sanchez on drums. We're now for an early preview of a future Name record release for young British jazz musicians who have carved out a place as one of the scene's most exciting new bands, Empirical. Elements of Truth will be released on the 24th of October, and you can hear them live at the Queen Elizabeth Hall with Archie Shepp at this year's London Jazz Festival on the 17th of November. But for a sneaky taster, have a listen to this from the new CD, written by bassist Tom Farmer and inspired by Bjork. This is Simple Things.
Thank you.
from Elements of Truth. That was Simple Things, played by Empirical, and that's taken from their forthcoming third album, out on the 24th of October. Jazz Lineup will be recording Empirical at the Claw Ballroom at the South Bank Centre on the 19th of November as part of this year's London Jazz Festival, and Empirical play with Archie Shepp at the Queen Elizabeth Hall 2 days earlier on the 17th of November. This is Jazz Lineup with me, Claire Martin, on BBC Radio 3 on FM, online and on DAB digital radio. We're coming up shortly a preview of this year's Revoice Festival, being held for the second year running at the Pizza Express Jazz Club in Soho. The festival is a celebration of international jazz voices, and it runs for 9 days and includes 37 artists from all over the world. And joining me to talk about the event and tell me more about the singers who are familiar and also unfamiliar to me is vocalist and curator Georgia Mancho. But first, let's hear Belgian singer, songwriter, composer and multi-instrumentalist David Lynx, who'll be performing at the festival. Here with Diederik Wissels on piano from the album One Heart, Three Voices is the track Sum It Up.
Sum it up, my heart in a word, one's up a ball, spit it out and dark, see how we stumble and fall. It's a rock, a stone, it's a cloud, meaning a sun, it's a tree, a note, one more stop and then I come run. Sum it up, agree, speak your mind, I'm in the mood, take it slow, we've been for better, maybe for good. It's a leap, a go, it's a year's passing me by, it's a road, a show, it's a blast and then we can die. It's a field of green, it's a lake, it's a relief, if you take a swim, face to face up with your beliefs. It's a silver, sir, I'm a thought, crushing your mind, sum it up again, here and now, one up a kind. We can come and go, then one day we'll all be back, but I know you know, there's the other side of the tracks. It's a bump anew with a blink flashing at the. It's the food we get, all the charity that we need. Sum it up, my heart, even though once in a while I'm the man you see, lying in the light of it all. In the light of it all, yeah. Sum it up, my heart, in a word, once and for all. Spit it out and talk, see how we stumble and fall. It's a rock, a stone, it's a cloud, needing a sun, it's a tree, you know. One must stop and then I can run. Sum it up, agree, speak your mind, I'm in the mood. Take a slow, we've been for better, maybe for good. It's a leap, a go, it's a year's passing me by. It's a road, a show, it's a blessing that we can buy. It's a field of green, it's a lake, it's a relief. If you take a swim, face to face up with your beliefs. It's a silver, sir, I'm a thought, crushing your mind. Sum it up again, even now, one of a kind. We can come and go, then one day we'll all be back. But I know, you know, there's the other side of the tracks. It's a bump anew with a blink flashing a teeth. It's the food we get, all the charity that we need. Sum it up, my heart, even though once in a while I'm the man you see in the light of it all. Oh, Meaning a sun, it's a tree, you know, but one must stop and then I can run. Sum it up, agree, speak your mind, I mean the mood. Take it slow, we've been for better, maybe for good. It's a leap, a go, it's a year's passing me by. It's a road, a show, it's a blessing that we can die. It's a field of green, it's a lake, it's a relief. If you take a swim, a face to face up with your beliefs. It's a silver, sir, I'm a thought, watching your mind. Sum it up again, here and now, one of a kind. We could come and go, then one day we'll all be back. But I know, you know, there's the other side of the tracks. It's a bump anew with a blink flashing a teeth. It's a food we get, all the charity that we need. Sum it up, my heart, even though once in a while I'm the man you see in the light of it all. Sum it up, my heart, in a word, once and for all. Sum it up and talk before we stumble and fall. I'm the man you see looking for a sign at all.
Sum It Up, sung by David Links from the CD One Heart, Three Voices. And David will be performing at the Pizza Express Jazz Club in Soho on Friday the 14th of October as part of the Revoice Festival, which runs from Thursday the 6th of October to Friday the 14th. We're here to tell me more about the whole event is vocalist and curator Georgia Mansher. Georgia, welcome.
Hello.
Well, congratulations, because this is the second festival of this kind. Tell me more about the concept of this festival. Was it always a dream of yours to set this up?
No, it wasn't always a dream. It sort of came about from a few things. One was because I started working with Ian Shaw, and I'd been part of his residency. He does a yearly residency, as you know, at the Pizza Express, working with a different singer every night. And I'd been to a few and thought it was such a great idea to sort of have that opportunity to work with different people and kind of retain what you do, but also sort of mould it into whatever the person you're playing with or accompanying is, in his sense. So that kind of inspired me a lot. And also, when I went to Brussels a few years ago and won a jazz singing competition, I got that exposure of seeing, you know, one singer after the other in a very tense situation. And I learnt so much from, you know, what you want to sort of get from other singers, what you want to expand on your own, you know, strengthen what you do. And so I just had a vague notion a couple of years ago when I had a meeting with Ross Dines, the music manager at the Pizza Express, and just suggested something, you know, along the lines of doing a residency.
Great idea.
And he was very open, because he is very open to ideas to make the club, you know, better, and just said, go away, think about it, and come back when you've got a concept.
It was a tremendous success last year, and you brought in names that, I mean, Rebecca Paris is, in my mind, the greatest living jazz singer. I mean, I sat at the front and was just beaming, and then you opened for her. I don't think she's sung there for at least 10 years.
Last year was very easy in a way for me, because I knew immediately which singers I really wanted to have, and she was top of my list, just because I'd seen her there about 15 years ago when I really had just started singing. I don't even know if I had started singing, and she made such a big impression on me. And then I wondered why she'd never come back.
Yeah.
And so when I got in touch with her, realised there was a you know, variety of reasons why she hadn't come back, and she was absolutely thrilled,
yeah,
you know,
terrific
to come
woman.
Back and, you know, be part of something.
The singer we just heard there, David Links, he's very interesting, and I hadn't actually heard of him. And, you know, a Belgian jazz singer, that's quite a rarity anyway.
If I say Rebecca Paris was top of my list, then he was joint top, because actually he was the person that I thought was, it was inexplicable why he hadn't been to London. Well, he had been to London, but he'd sort of been very much under the radar. I met him in Brussels. He was the head judge on the singing competition when I won it. And the year after, I got to go and be on the panel, the judging panel, with him and Sheila Jordan. No pressure there.
Yeah, great.
And he's just extraordinary. And he's worked with everyone from sort of Clark Terry to Roy Ayers, you know, Gonzalo Rubalcaba. And he's just got so many influences you can hear in his singing. He's a great songwriter as well, who writes the most erudite lyrics in English, you know, which, considering it's his second language, is pretty impressive.
Yeah, and that song there is a real tongue twister. It's a bit like Waters of March,
isn't
it? That's
what I said to him. He was delighted.
A Liszt song.
Yeah.
Singers love a Liszt song.
We love a Liszt.
Another one of the great singers that I've never seen in the UK, and is working with two of the greats, I mean, John Taylor and Kenny Wheeler, is Dana Torto.
Yeah, I saw her do just a duo gig with John Taylor, and it was absolutely extraordinary. She's got one of these very pure voices, but incredible chops, and, you know, great rhythmic facility. And, you know, you can be fooled into thinking, oh, this is going to be just a lovely, polite, beautiful sounding voice, and then she really packs a punch. And as you say, it's a stellar quartet. There's also Palle Danielsson on bass, and this is actually a world quartet premiere for this group. It's called the Something Else Quartet.
Wow. Let's play the next track, Barbara Raimondi singing Gracias a la Vida.
A really lovely mix of maybe the less obvious songs from the Latin songbook. So she doesn't just concentrate on the Brazilian songbook, which is maybe more known in the jazz genre. So she does songs from Argentina, Cuba, Mexico, Costa Rica, you know, Chile, Peru, everything, a real mix. And it's a very intimate trio, as you'll hear. This is going to be the group that comes to London for Revoice. It's just her, Roberto Taufik, who's a Brazilian guitarist, and Enzo Zirilli on percussion and drums.
Gracias a la vida que me ha dado tanto. Me dio dos luceros que cuando los abro perfecto distingo lo negro del blanco y en el alto cielo
from the album Contigo en la Distancia, and that was the vocalist Barbara Raimondi singing Gracias a la Vida. And you can see Barbara singing as part of the Revoice Festival, and that's happening from Thursday the 6th to Friday the 14th of October at the Pizza Express in London. And I'm talking to its curator and vocalist, Georgia Mancho. So, Georgia, how difficult is it for visiting artists to perhaps have little or, in fact, no profile in the UK to get an audience to this festival?
I think it's very difficult, and this was partly why I wanted to do this kind of festival. I wanted to make it international, just because, you know, we don't have a great huge range of homegrown singers here, but obviously they play here in their own steam, and I didn't think there was much point sort of putting together a British, you know, vocal jazz festival. I wanted to bring over particularly European artists that I felt quite underrepresented in the UK compared to, say, the American counterparts. But that said, I think what happens is that you get a lot of Europeans who are big in their territories and you know, other European territories, and just by nature of the touring schedules, don't come to the UK for whatever reason. So it is difficult because, you know, you don't want to insult artists that are big in their territories to invite them over here for not a great deal, for instance, you know.
But I think people take on board the fact that new territories take a while to, you know, to break, don't they?
Absolutely,
that's
yeah.
That's just the way, the nature of it. So how much are you leaning on the social networking aspect of getting these gigs? And was it bigger this year to be tweeting all the time, and you asking them to sort of come forward with their social skills?
Definitely, although obviously, you know, I think people tend to have, you know, a network in their own country unless they're big already, so it's sort of a bit difficult to ask, you know. You can ask them to do that, but you do need to do most of it, you know, based here.
But it's word of mouth with singers as well, isn't it? I mean, we're just going to talk next about Gregory Porter, who isn't a household name yet. But he is the next big thing as far as we're all concerned, as far as male jazz vocalists go. I mean, this could be fantastic for him. This could open up so many doors. So I think everyone's going to see this as a terrific opportunity. But how did you get him to get to the festival?
I mean, well, the funny thing is, it actually went the other way around. Apparently, I was the first person to contact him about working in the UK.
Wow, really?
So I've been speaking to his management since about November last year.
That's so unbelievable.
Yeah, before he came to do Jamie Cullum's show, and before he did Jules Holland, which has been the thing that's really, you know, broken him to a wider audience. That was great because I think I approached him early on. Yeah. You know, he did have a whole raft of offers, whereas now, you know, he's getting there.
And you're, of course, apart from putting all this together in as far as all the admin and getting the website, and it's tireless, you've really worked hard. You're also going to be singing every night, just to have another cap on. So it's a great opportunity for you to sing five nights, six nights in a row, but also with the players that you're working with in your duo setting. So tell us about
Well, I think for me, it was always a question of two halves. I don't want to be, you know, a promoter or a curator. I mean, this is wonderful, but
you're very good at it.
I think I've learned to embrace, you know, sides of myself, but I'm good at doing things. I am good at organising. But for me, it's about the music, you know, ultimately. You know, you work for a whole year and then you get 9 days where you can just hopefully think about the music in the main. And I want to stretch myself. I want to work with people that I haven't worked with before, you know, in different settings. And I guess because I'd spent the last few years concentrating on my band more and starting to do some writing, that, you know, it's nice for me to pare it right down again and go back to doing duos. And there's only one trio actually in this, but everything else is a different guest every night singing a different set of music completely. And
So you've got really Ian Shaw, you've got Lawrence Cottle, you've got
Mike Yanish,
yeah,
Jim Mullen, Nigel Price.
Great. Tim so Matt people Thorn. Get to see that, and then this amazing, you know, it's a whole night of it, isn't
yeah.
it? I mean, I think it's terrific. Well, let's finish from playing a track from your last album, talking about your writing. That was the album that you really did, you know, put your neck on the line, didn't you? And wrote quite a lot of the lyrics. And the album's called Silhouette. Tell us about the track we're going to play, though, Georgia. It's called Finistère, because it's quite atmospheric, the beginning.
Yes, so it's something I wrote very much inspired by our lovely recession that we're stuck in the middle of. And so it's a bit of a sideways swipe at the bankers.
Okay.
We had good fun because we've, you know, done some sort of overdubs and things that we wouldn't obviously be able to do on a gig. We do play it live, but, you know, we've had fun in the studio with this one.
Well, I think it's brilliant. I'll be there for the Revoice Festival. Congratulations on putting this together. From all the musicians and singers involved, I'm sure they're thrilled. And this we're going to play now, Georgia Mancho, from her CD Silhouette, and it's Finistère. And Georgia, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.
city streets I clean its filthy face. I walk the city streets, I pick up in your place. I hang the city's dreams, I shake them from their skins. I stitch the city's seams and wash away all its sins. I see the city through strange and stranger's eyes. I feel the drunk man's anguish, read the card shark's lies. I know that one man's treasure is another's trash. So brace, brace, brother, here comes the crash. I stalk the city streets, I bring and buy its fate. I stalk the city streets, I rate and liquidate. I sing the city's song, I talk its dirty talk. I'm told there's right and wrong, and every road has its fork. I see the city through strange and stranger's eyes. I know today's tomorrow in another guise. And when there's no more treasure, I will sell the trash. Say grace, grace, brother, here comes the crash. All the scores, I smash your kith and kin and celebrate all their flaws. I see the city through strange and stranger's eyes. I am the curtain call, I come as no surprise. Shiny trash. Take your place, brother. Here comes the crash. 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 Here comes the
Georgia Mancho with Finisterre, taken from her CD Silhouette. And Georgia will be busy with the Revoice Festival 2011, which runs from Thursday the 6th to Friday the 14th of October at the Pizza Express Jazz Club in Soho. There's a brand new 5-CD box set from Herbie Mann, which is an anthology of his 5 most iconic albums. Here's something from Do the Bossa Nova with Herbie Mann. Here's Você e Eu. Thank you. out now on Warner Jazz. They're doing a series of five classic albums from five classic artists. And that was Herbie Mann from his five CD box set and the track Você e Eu. Other artists in that series are Antonio Carlos Jobim, John Coltrane, Ornette Coleman and Al Jarreau. And if you like your jazz with a Latin feel, on the eve of his 70th birthday, legendary pianist and ambassador of Cuban music and culture, Chucho Valdez comes to London with his Afro-Cuban messengers for three exclusive performances at two of the city's finest venues. You can see him on the 29th of September at 100 Wardour Street at a club called Floridita in Soho. And on the 30th of September and the 1st of October, he plays Cabot Place Canary Wharf. And you can celebrate the 70th birthday of this legendary musician. This is Jazz Lineup with me, Claire Martin, on BBC Radio 3, on FM, online and on DAB Digital Radio. And so, two highlights of today's concert set from Django Bates' beloved Bird project. Here, bandleader Django and his trio pay tribute to saxophone legend Charlie Parker. The group features Danish musicians Peter Eld on bass and Peter Brun on drums, and of course Django at the piano. Recorded on Sunday the 1st of May at the Pillar Room as part of this year's Cheltenham Jazz Festival. Well, you may have heard the first instalment of this set, which we played out a few weeks ago, which featured Parker classics including Moose the Mooch and Scrapple from the Apple. Today we'll hear Django's reinterpretation of Parker's My Little Suede Shoes, the Paul Jean and Don Ray composition Star Eyes, which undoubtedly became a jazz standard due to Charlie Parker. And to open up the set, here they play the Parker classic, Confirmation.
Petter Eld on the bass. Petter Eld. Thank you very much.
My Little Suede Shoes, played by Django Bates's beloved Bird Project, with Petter Eld on bass and Peter Bruin on drums, and Django, of course, at the piano. And that was recorded as part of this year's Cheltenham Jazz Festival from the Pillar Room on Sunday, the 1st of May. Warren Vache, the charismatic New Jersey-born cornetist, teams up with dear friend and hugely popular saxophonist Alan Barnes for a romp through 10 much-loved standards on the album The London Session. Joined by the Woodville All-Stars, who are Andy Panay on saxes, Mark Nightingale on trombone, John Pierce on the piano, Andrew Kleindert on double bass and Bobby Worth on drums, as Dave Gelly remarked in his Observer column, this is the mainstream A-team with a vengeance. Here they are with Cole Porter's Love for Sale.
Thank you.
From the London Sessions out on Woodville Records, that was Love for Sale, played by Warren Vacher on cornet with Alan Barnes and the Woodville All-Stars. Well, that's nearly it from Jazz Lineup this week. Next week, highlights of a very special concert set from Dame Cleo Lane, recorded at this year's Glasgow Jazz Festival. Jazz on BBC Radio 3 continues with Jazz on 3 with Jez Nelson, and that's on Monday nights at 11. And this week, Jez presents British pianist John Law and his trio in a specially recorded session for Jazz on 3. But to finish today's show, Brain Dance is the debut album from the celebrated New York-based bass player Carlo De Rosa. Although De Rosa has had many diverse musical collaborations during his career, ranging from Ed Thigpen, Ravi Coltrane, John Scofield, John Faddis and Jean Toussaint, this is his first outing with his own quartet, who are Mark Shim on tenor sax, Vijay Iyer on piano, and one of the most dynamic drummers around, Justin Brown. All the music on Brain Dance is composed by De Rosa, and here's the snappy Circular Woes. Until next time, from me, Claire Martin. Bye-bye.